Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Liquor Barn Studios, it's time for the Diener Show, presented by OPC Pest Services on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
We are here. We are here at Ellison Bodenhausen. We're in the middle of everybody doing physical therapy, so it's a nightmare situation for me. A place that I've spent a lot of time at. Jimmy Dornovan has helped me with many injuries in this very room right here.
That's right. No, Diener's used to going into offices and stuff when they're closed, and you know, this doesn't bother me at all because doing all the shows with Ennis for so many years at 3 o'clock, he had no choice. They were always going into places that were open already.
Well, as long as there's some background noise or something, you know,
doing a little music,
anything. I feel like we're doing a live show, you know. But I mean,
people are getting better over here.
This is, you know, where Max got nursed back to health. With a variety of injuries,
right.
Frankly, to be
lots
honest with you. And people already working out here this morning. I should say working out. They're doing physical therapy.
Well, it is kind of a workout, though, really.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and you know, Ellison Bodenhausen, they've worked on so many people in the area. My mom, she had the spring from hell where she broke her wrist and leg and ankle and, you know, and
yeah,
foot.
That's right.
And, you know, and it was just terrible. But Ellison Bodenhausen got her back. It was terrible, a terrible injury, but it was something that Ellison Bodenhausen came in and fixed. And physical therapy was certainly a part of that. And, you know, so
I'm sweating profusely.
I know you are. You're just so, like, you have to conquer your anxiety.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
You have to conquer it.
No, I don't.
You have to.
I don't like doing this way.
You're going to the caboose tonight?
Maybe.
Oh, really?
Well, it seems like there was little hedging going on. I'd have to check the caboose text thread.
A perfect night for baseball.
Yes, but people with families and kids with, you know, youth
obligations
sports and
we have
that.
Soccer practice tonight, so we have to cart one child one place. There's a play practice. There's all sorts of stuff going on that's in the way. That's getting in the way. These kids are getting in the way of my Louisville, Kentucky baseball game.
Yes, they do. I know they do. And we're gonna have to move.
You're gonna need water for all the sweat.
Yeah, I know. I know. I've got a clear cut hero over there.
That could work. You want me to get it for you?
It's not gonna help. It's not gonna help.
You got a coffee right there. Clear
yeah,
cut hero.
I can probably. Try
I am
that.
Worried about you.
Yeah, yeah.
I am worried about you.
Yeah.
I'm trying. What can I do for you that would help you kind of. You know, stop sweating. What is it that your co-host can do for you?
Just kill time while I'm talking to Jimmy right there.
Yeah.
And I can speak much more highly of the great work they do when I feel like we're not on center stage. And I'm not
You know this
about me.
I
people know.
Know
this. And anybody that knows me knows this is the nightmare scenario. This is right here.
I've walked in and I'm like, Dieter's like, oh man, this is not gonna be good.
Yeah,
I'm like,
in a place I love.
It's like,
again,
it's already in your head.
They have,
so
you know,
in your
cured
head.
My plantar fasciitis, helped Max back from broken bones and everything under the sun he's had. You know, it was very nice of, I think, everybody to get involved and get injured right when we started the partnership here.
Yeah, no, you don't. And you know, and it was like right as soon as we started with Ellison Bodenhausen, Max happened, my mom happened, and then my sister-in-law broke her wrist.
Yeah.
You know, like every, like, and I was like, this is Ellison Bottenhausen's fault. It's like they're almost like they're injuring everybody around us here just to get the advertising. What's going on, E&B?
So, you know? Yeah, you see now why Dave Baker used to call me the Sultan of Sweat. You do understand
the
that.
The Sultan of Sweat.
That was his first nickname for me when I started on TV at WKYT.
That's so, right.
Yeah, we're here, and let's see. Jimmy's down there, if he's got that key.
Jimmy's working on it.
Yeah, so we're going to try that. We'll talk to Lloyd Gardner today here in about 40 minutes or so. Kelsey offered the kid from Georgetown, huh?
Yeah, he's offered a kid from Georgetown. We've got a lot of nuggets going out. Townsend from Oakland, who feels like a Cardinal already, is going to visit, I think, Thursday. Get as many people in right now as the weather is great, because yesterday was awesome, today's awesome, Wednesday and Thursday.
Yesterday was almost so intense. It was like, 87, it's great, but it's like, man, that wouldn't get any build up to that.
No, yeah, it's like you had no acclimation to, you were like, okay, we're going, doing some spring, and then all of a sudden we're going to go straight to summer. But I don't know what was going on, because the Owl Creek pool's not open, right?
So, no, I mean, Memorial Day pools don't open. That's why it was so odd to have the Omni the other day open.
Yeah. So I went down to the lake again. Kids are out there in the lake.
Got a
swimming,
pool and a pond.
Doing all sorts of stuff. So it was really kind of felt like summer. Like a mid-June kind of day. Get as many kids on campus as you possibly can during this period. Let's show off our beautiful budding flowers on campus. And, it's great.
We got thunder coming up Saturday.
I know, and that forecast improved a little bit, because it was looking kind of chilly and rainy.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's looking a little less rainy and a little warmer. But I don't think it's going to be like an epic Chamber of Commerce day or anything like that. But I think it's going to be a nice day.
We got a lot going on around here tonight. We got UK U of L tonight, 7:00. You got Loose City's got their game at 7:00. Again, you can save a couple bucks on tickets. Go to loosecity.com/Diener. You'll be able to do that. But we'll have this says 5:50. I thought the game was at 7:00. Is it 6:00 tonight?
I thought it was at 6:00.
Yeah, okay. I was mixing the Loose City time up.
You might be right. Yeah. So Saturday for Thunder, 62 is the high. Sunshine and clouds mixed. And then going down to 41, but the fireworks will be well over by the time we get to 41. So, take a nice little jacket out there. Get ready.
Let's do the audience a service right now. Let's just switch locations.
Okay.
Chase, are you loaded up there? Can we take
yeah, I'm good.
Quick early break? All right. We'll do that, and we'll continue along where I'll be able to do a show. Ellison Bottenhausen, 9th Avenue, ESPN 680.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
Okay, we can do radio now. We are here at a place I love, Mark Blankenbaker. We're at Ellison Bottenhausen. They brought me back from injury. They brought Max back from injury. And we are out of the way of people trying to do their PT in the morning. So
yeah,
you
were very worried.
I was, I guess that's anxiety. I guess when people talk about anxiety, I guess that's what that is.
Yes, you have it for sure. I'd like to write you a prescription for Lexapro now.
No, I don't need it. I just not. Just,
you definitely need it.
I don't mind talking in front of people, but I don't like talking in front of people when they don't want me there.
And I can't imagine anybody doing their PT wanted to hear you and me.
Well, that's all in your own head. Maybe they're listeners. Maybe they're like, this is great.
It may very well be in my headphones. I doubt it, but it may very well be.
Nobody said, hey, can you shut up?
No, but I could feel it. I could feel it.
I
mean, Jimmy Dorman's over there curing everybody. I mean, save my plantar fasciitis with a golf ball. I mean, they did a bunch of stuff here, but the best thing, if you have plantar fasciitis, grind a golf ball with your heel into it. You like, just agitate it. And I mean, because that's the thing with plantar fasciitis. You're supposed to, like, agitate it. You're supposed to run. Like, don't lay off of it. And
my guy gave me a needle. He stuck a needle in my heel.
We did that, too. We did the dry needling, too.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah. And it was, like, the next
day. It was the most painful form of dry needling.
It sucked.
Yeah, but it cures it.
But it was over.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, I would. Yeah. I don't want to do the needle again, but I would do it again just to get rid of the plantar fasciitis, which I get every single year around the pool deck. I don't know what it is about the pool.
Oh, there's a Blake and Baker injury if I've heard one. Get it around the pool deck.
You get that plantar fasciitis.
Put some shoes on.
Well, I don't want to put shoes on around the pool.
Okay, well, then you're going to get plantar fasciitis probably.
I know.
Let's get some pool shoes.
So maybe OFOs. Maybe I'll try those. I've seen Dawn Staley. She's putting those out. Like, that's something that she's been promoting.
By the way, it was fashion night last night, the WNBA draft, right? It was a big deal that Caitlin Clark was wearing Prada. That was a big deal.
That was a big deal,
apparently.
Okay. I mean, generally on draft night, the men are all decked out. Remember the Samaki
Walker? No one's ever even remembered the WNBA draft until last night.
Right. Well, no, I mean what player like Caitlin Clark, who's on SNL, and you know, they have 12, 14 million people watching the women's game. I mean, she's going to draw some eyeballs. Might as well put some Christian Dior on her, too.
She had a $17,000 Prada outfit at the WNBA draft.
Good for her. Absolutely.
How about that?
That's great. Good for her.
So you had that going on last night. We'll get to some other things today. We'll talk
Kiki Jefferson was drafted in the 31st in the WNBA draft. Louisville Cardinal, I think it's like the 50th.
Tell me how she's going to fit in with that team.
I have utterly no idea. But it is notable.
Offensive philosophy similar.
Got another athlete drafted in the WNBA. It's pretty great. You know, it just continues a long string of players into the WNBA for Jeff Walls.
You have pros on your team. Generally a good philosophy to have professional basketball players on your team. So we've got all that going on here this morning. We got the Louisville game here tonight. I don't know where do you want to start? Is Penny Boone where
Penny
we need
Boone
to start?
Is where I was going to start.
Because you saw me yesterday when I take calls. I go back in the 93.9 studio.
Yeah, you do.
And I was talking about flipping some more NIL. That's another story for another day.
No, I know what NIL you're flipping.
I don't think you know this one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, you don't know.
I thought it was a Thursday flip.
It may have something to do with the Thursday flip, but there's two elements in that.
Okay.
So I was out there doing the Lord's work, trying to flip NIL money from Kentucky to Louisville. Person I was
very much appreciated.
Yes. Person I was talking to was like, yeah, they said Boone's running second in depth chart. Won't be surprised if you hear that he's out because he wants, you know, all these guys want their money too. I mean, I would love to be a fly on the wall in some of these conversations about, hey, I want money. Well, you haven't played yet. You know, like, I don't know how that works. But this was before, this was like, you know, you saw me, it was about 2 o'clock in the afternoon or something yesterday. And that wasn't why the point of my call, but this person kind of mixed in at the end, like, yeah, we're dealing with this, you know. Boone's probably going to be back in the portal, you know, kind of thing. So,
this is what happens. The portal gives, and the portal can take. And if you're dealing with guys in their last year, like Penny Boone is, he wants to be the featured back somewhere.
Which I don't understand. I got to be honest. If you've had that many hits, that many miles on the tire, wouldn't you rather be used less so you have less wear and tear on your body? Let me finish the one thought, though. The key point when the person I was talking to yesterday said, actually, it's going to free up some money for the wide receiver position.
Right.
Which is hilarious to say, but that's true.
Well, yeah, because I mean, you go from one place to another.
Yeah.
Now, the only thing I would argue if I was Jeff Brohm talking to Penny Boone, and I'm sure he made this argument, is last year we had two backs.
Yeah.
Both of them are going to be in the NFL.
Exactly what I said to someone this morning.
We had two backs.
Seemed to do pretty well.
And Isaac Garrido just shined in the combine, and his stock went up. And most college football teams need three, four.
Yeah.
Backs, you know, so, you know, these guys are going to get opportunities, but if it's your last year, you want to be the primary guy. And I understand that from Penny Boone's perspective. But I also think a program is, you know, like you need multiple guys to run the ball in a system. And then, but if I'm also Penny Boone and I'm his dad or his advisor, I'm like, they ran two backs last year, but this is Jeff Brohm. It's really going to be one. Like, I can argue it both ways.
Stats do not get you to the league.
I know.
Performance does. Doing what Garrido did at the combine makes him a little more money than he would have otherwise.
Right.
So, but again, you're talking about dealing with the money aspect of this.
Correct.
And I don't know. Again, I'd love to be a fly on the wall in these negotiations, but it's real time to go. But it's good. Look, this is going on everywhere. I mean, that's mm-hmm. why you're going to lose some players here. You probably have four or five guys in the portal after spring. Guess what? Everybody else got to have that too.
Yeah.
You just got to get to that roster when you arrive in September. And, you know, hopefully that, you know, you've gone, spent your money as good as possible to get the players you want.
Sure. And, you know, like the good news is that Louisville has a lot of really young running backs that you know, if you're looking at the roster, you're like, okay, it's going to be Don Chaney and Penny Boone.
Mm-hmm.
And then these young guys, one of those guys is going to pop up and get, you know, clean up the rest of it. Now it's an open competition for those, and Steve Wiltfong is out there saying this morning that Louisville's reaching out to running back Trent Howland from Indiana, and you know, so he's a guy that's in the
reaching
portal.
Out to a running back at Indiana, a guy that isn't that tampering.
Well, he's in the portal.
Oh, okay.
He's in the portal.
Okay.
But no, but like,
I just love all these terms. Like, we're gonna pay him this much,
yes,
and we're gonna tamper.
We're tampering,
and it's
Absolutely.
Fine. Everybody does.
Everybody's tampering. Everybody's paying,
yeah.
And that's just the way it is.
If you're not tampering, you're not trying.
Yeah, and but if it does free up money for the wide receiver position, I think that if you go through the spring, and I haven't been out there yet, but just from all the reports from people that have been, they're like, they really need one more or two more wide receivers.
Yes, that's been made very clear to me by anybody that's talked about the roster, that they absolutely have to get, you know, more players at that position. And if you think you've got some pretty good, I mean, running back is a, you know, it's the most disposable position. I mean, ask the NFL teams. They just churn them out every few years. It's so bad they're trying to change the rules, you know,
right,
to get them to free agency earlier. I don't think it's going to work. But
I just never, like last year, though, with Gerard Jordan, our team was so much different.
When he was in
and healthy. I mean, we were, like, I had so much confidence when Jawar Jordan was on the field. It was just like, we could go at any time.
Was Garrido not totally healthy at the start of the year? Am I not remembering?
No, I don't think he was.
Yeah, because once he got healthy, he was
good.
Wow. Yeah.
We never had both of them, I think, healthy. Maybe like for
same
a
time.
Game.
Yeah.
Maybe one game. But they were kind of two ships passing in the night. Isaac kept getting more healthy. Jawar kept getting less and less healthy. And, you know, it sucked because I really wish we could have seen like that 1-2 punch.
Yeah.
As it happened, it worked out well. We were able to kind of never really go without one. But, man, when Jawar Jordan, when Jaws was in the game, I remember sitting next to Ben Lawrence where I was in his box to start the game, and it was one of those games he was iffy on. And I go, if Jawar Jordan plays, we're winning this game. And he went out there for the first rep and said, all right, we're winning. And Ben goes, that's it?
Well,
and
I said, that's it. They won every game until the end of the year. I mean, they were 10-1.
I know. They were awesome.
I mean, it wasn't like,
it was
you know, got to remind people, you know, they were you know, 10-1 going to the Kentucky
what
game.
What a good year.
And, it was
and
a
like,
great year.
And a lot of people, like, they always think about, like, the end.
Yeah, you have to be in the ACC championship game to have the three-game losing streak.
And the end sucked. The end sucked.
This is a Holiday Bowl. You and nine other people made their way out there.
Yeah.
Jared.
Oh, my
you.
God. I was thinking about this last night. It's like I was at all 14 games. All 14 games.
You are.
My reward was the worst possible seat in the Holiday Bowl press box. Like legit.
Oh,
like the only way it could have been worse.
Gather around.
The only way it could have been worse is if they pointed me towards a wall. Like,
why didn't you have a ticket?
I got credentialed.
Well, but just go sit with someone.
Well,
would you
want to
watch the game with someone?
I got a field pass and just watched.
Well,
it on
yeah.
The field.
What do you? So you watch from the field?
Well, I wanted to watch from the box, but because I had the worst seat in the history of humanity,
then you got to go onto the field,
right? I saw like people
seems to
from,
end pretty well for
like,
you, Mark.
No,
I don't know.
People that like went to two games were like front row.
It's not Cardinal Athletic Fund points. You don't
like,
you don't earn points
in the world
going to these games.
Like have you seen this seat? I gotta show you this seat.
Why are you sitting in the press box anyway? I don't want to tell you a bunch of geeks that are covering the other team.
I wanted
don't you
I want
to see your own fans.
Great vantage point and stuff.
You can get a great vantage point and hang around people that are friends rather than these strangers where you have to sit in this press box and I don't know. I don't know what you I can't imagine going to San Diego and sitting in the press box.
Yeah. So that's the...
Right. So go to the field.
It's the worst.
No, it's not. I'll tell you what was bad was down at Miami where they had the broadcast position.
Oh, yeah.
Terrible.
Well, and then at Miami, but they had like the sea spray. The salt spray is on the glass. You can't even see through. It's like looking through like... So I definitely got out to the... Out to the crowd for that one, for sure.
Do you really think that they add up the number of games you go to over the course of the year?
I don't know. Probably not.
No,
they don't.
No, why would they?
Clearly they don't.
Texas, I've never felt less sorry for Blank in my life.
Yes, sure.
Let's see. Aside, we need another coaching search. Need some drama. No, we don't. remind me, where did HVL get drafted last night? No, she's back in the portal.
I think she might be going to Mississippi State and Sam Purcell.
Is that right?
Which all, I mean, not all would be forgiven, but we could drop the
what?
Whole, we could drop it all. Because she's not with Kim Mulkey
anymore. Oh, my goodness. This is a shocker for me.
Yeah. No,
I can't figure out all your nets and entanglements.
I mean, if she goes to Kentucky... We're back to DEFCON 1.
Okay.
If
she
goes to Mississippi State, we'd back it down.
We'd 4?
We're at 4 because we can't ever get back to total peace time.
Yeah, right. Because
I know what you're capable of. You know, but
wait
back
a minute.
Way down.
That is you're just going to set all that aside. I don't think she'd set it aside for you given the awful nasty things you've said about her.
I don't care. But I set it aside for Alex Morgan. I set it yesterday.
Okay.
Because she sat and John Litter came in and she was, you know, that
he broke
she signed and she didn't complain about the field. She didn't point fingers and blame everybody. Now, I won't forget.
Yeah.
But I'll let it go.
Wow.
I'll let it go.
That's a stunner for me.
Now, if she goes to Kentucky, it's back on.
Yeah.
Fully
I mean, 100%. Expect that. Yeah. But I did not have this on my bingo card this morning.
I could do
grace. Grace is not something I associate with you.
No. I could do diplomacy.
You can?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can do diplomacy.
So this is a new development.
It's a very new development.
Yeah, it's the graceful one,
fact.
Mark Blankenbaker.
Little known fact.
Mr. Grace himself.
Yeah. That's my middle name.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mark Grace.
Don't talk about that slump buster now. Texas, San Diego in December. Remind me to cry for Blankenbaker.
It was pretty great.
Yeah.
It was pretty great otherwise.
Get out of that press box.
That was the only, like, really kind of disappointing thing. It was like, this is the seat that you all put me in? Like, this season shouldn't even be used for anybody.
I am from the crunch zone. I am the sheriff. Give me the finest meats and cheeses and the best seat in the press box.
Oh, and, man, there was this guy from USC.
I can't tell you people are going to have sympathy for this.
There's this guy from USC. He was giving it to Jeff Brohm up in the press conference or up in the press box after because he was so put off that Jeff Brohm was like, there was nothing that USC did special. It was just us. And the guy from USC was like, he just, you know, they just like crushed you in front of like, you know, 20,000 or 20 million people on TV, and it was nothing USC did that was special. And I'm just like, give it up, man. You won the game. Like, what are you trying to do?
Yeah, it sounds like a bunch of nerd fights up there is what it sounds like.
Yeah. Awesome fireworks show post game.
Sounds like
awesome
a bunch of nerd fights. We'll let you hop on in if you'd like to do so. Again, we are here at Ellis and Bodenhausen. If you have an injury, this is the place to go. EMBOrtho.com. I mean, I trust my own body and my son's body and injuries to Ellis and Bodenhausen. So
right.
So EMBOrtho.com is the website. And again, if you want to. You know, you just got injured over the week. You got the walk-in clinics. You can book an appointment right online, right there on the front page. So this is where we don't think it's one of those great partners where you're not like, hey, go get injured, and we've got a great place for you to rehab. But many of you are going to get injured. Many of you probably this weekend, probably like, all right, let's go full bore. And
we got guys like we'll deal with injuries for a long time.
Yeah,
like maybe you got a shoulder that's bothering you.
Don't do it. Come here, man. It's like having a trainer like at a Division I, you know, sports team.
It's so ridiculous to not get it taken care of. Because it leads to more injuries, and why be miserable?
Yeah.
And it leads to bad sleep and all these other things. Like, go ahead and if you're injured, come on in here.
Yeah,
they'll take care of you.
Absolutely. So, we'll let you hop into the text line here as well. What's Blank going to do next? Complain about something in his Hawaiian presidential suite not going to work? Well, this is becoming a regular thing. I mean, I get Chick-fil-A every
Chick-fil-A. I didn't tell dinner yet that you were getting
Chick-fil-A.
Wow,
this is fantastic.
So, yeah, so we're going to have, obviously, Kyle Petty on later in the show.
Oh, what time are we doing that again?
8:30.
Okay.
So we're having Kyle Petty on and talk about they have a charitable motorcycle.
Look at all of this.
All of these little chicken minis that we have from Chick-fil-A. And these are the catering-style ones here. So
look at that. They just walk in and just
Chick-fil-A Barshot Road, Chick-fil-A Stony Brook, always. I mean,
at every
I don't
turn.
Think I've had a breakfast that wasn't Chick-fil-A Barshot Road or Stony Brook in like the last couple weeks.
I've had a lot of meals from Chick-fil-A.
Lots
Thanks
of meals.
To this great. Look at orange juice, too.
OJ.
Look at this, man.
Yeah. This is not in honor of OJ. And the white Bronco.
No, it has nothing to do
regular.
With that. It has nothing to do with a murderer when our partner is right here, Lincoln Baker. No, we're not associating a consumed murderer with our great partner at Chick-fil-A.
He definitely murdered.
Yeah.
I mean, he definitely did.
It has nothing to do with Chick-fil-A. O.J. Simpson, again, nothing to do with Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
This is right up there with the West Virginia partnership. Insult your partners. It works. That's the Blank and Baker philosophy.
I don't know.
It's working so
it's
far.
Dubai.
Yeah. We've sent a lot of business there.
Yeah.
It seems to work.
hey, what about yesterday, because Pat Kelsey just tweeted out a revival, you know, an app from Apple Music. So, you know, it's the revival, right?
Right.
Yesterday, Matt Jones was like, this is the revival of Kentucky basketball. Like,
you can't have an
original thought for one time in your life. You don't have to steal everything that we do. I know you want to be us.
Yeah.
Okay? But, like, revival's ours.
Yeah.
Do something else. Resurrection. Whatever else you want to do. Revival's ours.
Yeah.
Go a different way.
It is. Don't worry. That's that one, somebody's probably set them straight, I would think, right after that. Because this is definitely.
Is this going to be normal, though? Pat Kelsey tweeting out, like,
I don't know. I haven't seen the tweet.
Music?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Music?
Zach Bryan. Thank you very much. Pat Kelsey is my favorite coach of all time.
But Zach Bryan, I was having this conversation with someone last night, because I'm going to see Zach Brown with Kenny Chesney this weekend in Tampa.
Yep, you are.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Got that confirmed.
Like, somebody said, I thought it was Zach Bryan. I said, no, I don't want to weep at a concert. I mean, Zach Bryan is super talented. Will make you cry. I don't want to go to a concert like that.
I was listening to Zach Bryan yesterday.
He's got some songs that are like that, but he also has some where he, you know, I mean, if he played it live, with a band, he gets it going.
Okay, all right, because if you just play the songs, then, boy, this would be a buzzkill at a concert.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Like Sinead O'Connor or something. I mean, my gosh. Okay.
Some of them are like
Rest
that.
In peace.
Yeah, exactly. Rest in peace. Somebody sent me a couple things off the text line that are old. Sorry, I'm scrolling through it.
Here's a little news. Ed Cooley has added Kenny Johnson to his staff there at Georgetown.
Oh, really?
Yeah, how about
was
that?
Was there no show cause? Or
I guess maybe it's over.
I guess you're right, yeah. I don't know if he even got a penalty now that I think about it.
I don't know. But, yeah, Kenny Johnson back in major college basketball.
Yeah. I mean, we got off the track here. We're talking, I think the Penny Boone story is the biggest one of the day. I didn't know it was going to be that fast breaking. As I talked to someone yesterday afternoon. Again, my understanding is, you know, getting beat out number two on the depth chart. And if he wants to leave, then that frees up money for a position of need. So it's not, one, I don't think it's that big a deal. Two, I think this is just the norm at every college football roster in America where everybody wants more money. It's all they want, and if they don't get it, and they want the money and the playing time and all that. And it's just not going to be a perfect situation for some people. And if there's a position to not, lose sleep over, usually you'd be the running back position.
Totally.
You usually find running backs.
And last year, people remember Storm Duck. He had gone from North Carolina to Penn State. Didn't think he wasn't in the same position at Penn State that he thought he was going to be in. So he came to Louisville. Same thing with Cam Kelly. He went from North Carolina to Virginia, went through the spring, exited, came here, started. We needed him, especially after the MJ Griffin injury. Same thing happened with Eric Miller at Purdue. So there's a lot of different guys that when they're going into their final year of college, mm-hmm. they're evaluating things differently about being one or two on the depth chart. And if Don Chaney is beaten Penny Boone.
Every time you say Don Chaney, I think of Dick Chaney, like the old Secretary of Defense, right? Don Cheadle. I don't know. Every time we say Don Chaney, I have something different in my mind.
I think of Don King.
Wait, so Don Chaney.
Yeah, that's okay. His name.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just because there's a lot of them in sports.
Don
out
Chaney
there.
Jr.
That's the running. He's the guy from Miami.
He's
right?
the guy from Miami. Okay. He's the running back. Yeah, yeah. He is currently number one on the depth chart. You know, but also I don't think that from what I gather, it's not like that. That Penny Boone was going to play a lot. Like that he was. It wasn't like it was. He's a clear number two, and that meant like that they were going to get Jack Plummer number two reps. You know, like his,
yeah, which was none.
Like which was none. Like it's the running back position. You're going to get a ton of reps and a ton of opportunity. You probably even start in certain situations. But no, I mean Penny Boone. I think I don't know that this is an NIL problem. I think this is about. I need to play, and I want to play in the NFL.
I think it's a combo of both. I don't know where, you know, if you came, there must have been an amount you were, I mean, I don't know if these things are like, if you're the starter, you get, do you get more? I mean, are they conditional? Like, I don't know.
I don't know. I
have no idea.
I doubt that they're conditional, but it is probably one of those deals where you're like, you know, after Louisville gets burned by Trenton Flowers, that you're probably not going to get paid mm-hmm. until you're actually enrolled for the fall semester.
Yeah,
I don't think yeah. we're paying you through the spring. I mean, I don't know how you compete in that environment. Because on one hand, you want to get the player.
Yes.
On the other hand, you don't want to get hosed.
Right.
But yeah. that's why you got to own a player's rights.
Yes, that's where this that all this stuff with the money is so stupid that you don't, at least in the NFL. I mean, even if they had 1 year deals,
yes.
that would be better than they have now. If you actually paid, hey, I'm going to pay you X amount. We own your rights for a year. If somebody else wants to come get you, guess what? They got a buyout.
Right. If you're not happy,
yeah,
sure, it's a buyout. We get if we signed you for $300,000, we need $100,000 for our time.
Yeah. So why can't you do a contract?
Well, I mean, I think that's coming. I think that's the next step. As things start to become more in-house through the universities, I think the next thing is the rights problem because,
yeah.
you know, these collectives, I think that they could pay more money if they could feel more confident that they were going to get the player on the field or mm-hmm. the court or whatever. It's a different deal when you sign Trenton Flowers in June and he's in Australia by August and doesn't dribble a basketball for you.
No, and took a bunch of money.
And took six figures.
But again, these contracts will now be backloaded. The market will correct itself.
Like, right.
We're not giving that kind of money before the semester starts.
Right.
You know, maybe others will do that. We're not doing that here. We're going to pay you more on the back end.
Right. We're going to pay you as you go along. And you know, so, you know, but we're not the only school it's been.
But even then, you don't even have the rights. I mean, that's what's that to me of all this, that you're not going to be able to put guardrails in. You're not going to be able to, I don't think, you can try a salary cap. I don't think that's going to fly either. But I think the market will have its own self-correction. But you do, there's got to be something where, okay, we've come to an agreement. We're going to live up to ours. Now you have to live up to yours. And
right.
if you don't, then these are the repercussions.
Definitely are very one-sided deals. And I'm all for player.
I'm all for players getting one, but let's be equal in this. Let's at least have, okay, here's an equal commitment.
If I compensate you and then you never play for me, I need to get compensated in return.
Absolutely.
And that's what we're talking about in rights. And also, you know, you're under contract, and here's the postseason game, and you're not injured. You need to play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, like that type
bowl
of
games,
thing,
yeah.
bowl game, playoff game. I mean,
I don't know what you're going to fix that because people, how can, you know, we're here at Ellison Bodenhausen, and they could say, I've got an injury. I went over and saw Jimmy Dorneman. Yeah, I've got pain.
Thrash and Jawar Jordan.
Vague pain.
You know, they could have played in the Holiday Bowl, right? But it makes a ton of sense to sit out of the Holiday Bowl. I'm talking about, like, playoff games, games mm-hmm. that are actually going to matter. You know, those type of games. I mean, there were some games in the New Year's Six Bowls where guys didn't play. Those are big bowls.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to me, like, those bowl games are ones where it's like, okay, this is a Sugar Bowl. It's not a chance. It's not for the college football playoff, but, like, it's the Sugar Bowl
yeah.
play. You know, like, that's kind of how I feel about it.
What is the Zach Bryan song he tweeted? Oh, he tweeted Revival. Okay.
I'll play it next hour.
Okay, yeah. Are we to read that he's getting a commitment today? Is that what we're reading?
I hope that's – he said that the commitment bat signal was him going out from the press conference doing L's up, let's go Cards. He told us that.
Okay.
I need to see that GIF today. I want to see it. I want to see it for Dante Maddox. I want to see it for some of these other guys we've got. I think we've got Javon Hadley on commitment watch. Freddie DeLone, maybe.
This is how we are today as a society. We're trying to translate a tweet or an X or whatever with a winky emoji and a link to a Zach Bryan song called Revival.
I know. Isn't that amazing? This is where we are. And it's all because
we got to work on something, though, with his Twitter feed. I got problems here.
What's going on?
I need some capitalization. He's got head basketball coach, comma, University of Louisville. The University of Louisville is capitalized, but not head basketball coach.
All right.
I think head
Zach Greenwell, get on that, man.
Yeah.
I mean, you're his PR agent. You got to get this done. You know?
Yeah. I don't like that at all. I mean, it either needs to be, you know, head, all those capitalized or, I mean, the University of Louisville, you and the L should be capitalized. Head basketball coach at the University of Louisville, if it's all in one together, I think it could be. But you get at least the H has got to be capitalized here.
We got
major problems with this.
We got it fixed where the ushers would stop people going down the aisleways during basketball games.
Yes.
And we're going to start acting right.
Yeah.
All right? Now you're on notice, Zach.
Yeah.
Let's get it done.
Well, it's his Twitter feed. It's Kelsey's Twitter
feed. I know, but Zach.
I'll take it up with him.
Yeah, Zach will take it up with him.
I'll take it up. I'm not even going to call. Yeah. Talk a lot at night about roster concerns and things like that.
Where are we sitting there with John L. Davis? Coach Kelsey, where are we with John L. Davis?
Don't you worry. It's all going to be, trust your Brom and have faith in Kelsey. I got to find something for Kelsey. You know, trust
like
your
that.
Brom.
So Terrence Edwards Jr. is ranked.
Be
they,
calm
they did
with
some
Kelsey.
Re-rankings, and he's the number 14 transfer portal player in the country, and Louisville's already gotten a commitment out of him. I'm excited, obviously, Trey Townsend. He's the guy that ripped up – he wasn't the guy that made all the threes against Oakland, but he was a major part of that team at Oakland. Already feels like a Louisville Cardinal. So Trey Townsend's going to be in town Thursday while we're all at Keeneland, I suppose. So that's going to be great.
Yeah.
Get a little Trey Townsend in the fold.
Okay, we do have Lloyd Gardner on the line with us. We're over here at Ellison Bodenhausen hanging out this morning. So, Lloyd, welcome in. Good morning. If you've got any injuries, you know where to come.
Well, let me tell you something. I wore those tables out. Two knees, two hips, and Ellison Bodenhausen, those guys gave me an unbelievable recovery. And I would advise anybody, if you have surgery, major surgery, go to Ellison Bodenhausen and have that rehab. It'll make you 100% better. Quicker on the way and less chance of more injury.
Well, I know it's got to please your heart to see Pat Kelsey to offer an in-state kid. You know that the kid from Georgetown. I'm sure that for you is a good early sign from him.
Well, it's a great early sign, but the real early sign for me was I text Pat Kelsey about the fourth day that he was in town. And then about the seventh, eighth day, I called him and talked to him for maybe a minute and a half. But the most impressive thing was last Thursday, I texted him. I said, Coach, I only have one spot left to Keeneland Bluegrass. If you got anybody maybe I could bring in town, we brought Peyton Seavey in. Get back with me. Within 2 minutes, Coach Ronnie Hamilton called me from the airport in Baton Rouge, on his way here, and he was excited. He said, Lloyd, I want to get with you. I said, Coach, I'll take you around, introduce you to local coaches, take you to games out in the state if I need to, and try to help you get a list of the kids to be looking at in the future. So that's in the works. So
wow.
Had more contact with them in 2 weeks than I had in 2 years with Nolan Smith.
Same. 48. 20. What is it, 24 months? I had more contact in 24 hours than I did with Pat Kelsey in 24 months.
I asked Coach Hamilton, I said, Coach, do you know who Trent Noah is? Hell yeah, I know who he is. I said, well, he wants to go to Louisville. He's going to South Carolina. I said, make those contacts, and mentioned a couple other guys, and I asked him if he knew those guys. He said, certainly I know them. So he even had the kid that I had in here from Little Rock Central that I mentioned to Louisville. Number one player in Arkansas, ended up going to Missouri. So he's on the ball, I know that, and they're out there hustling, and I hope they're getting a little bit of sleep. But, man, the energy they're putting out in this city, the energy they're putting out themselves is very impressive.
Well, Lloyd Gardner with us here, ninth round of the Billy, ESPN 680. So tell us about this kid from Georgetown.
Well, he's 7'2". His name's Malik Mariano. He had a brother that was, I think, Mr. Basketball, and just a great player. Going to have to pick up some weight, but you can't just go out and get 7'2". He has another running mate with him on the same team, Vince Dawson, that I think is a high major player that they might want to look at too. But Marino is, I mean, he just right now just against high school kids turns around and dunks it. He's got long arms and great footwork and just a great athlete. So the only thing scares me is at Scott County, which is only 11 miles from University of Kentucky, but certainly didn't scare our people off. They went right up there after him.
No, I think it's great. Louis Gardner with us here. So give us your take on the Mark Pope hire. What do you think of it and the way the process unfolded?
On the what? I'm sorry.
On the Mark Pope hire.
Well, you know, I think it's a great hire for them. As you watch it, there's a lot of energy like Pat Kelsey brought here, a lot of energy there, a lot of positive stuff. Number one thing, you can tell that he absolutely loves the University of Kentucky. And how they got that 96 team together and got them on that bus and in such a short period of time shows their commitment to it. But I'm excited about Mark Pope for the University of Kentucky people, although I'm a Louisville fan. You know, who knows? Denny Crum didn't have any experience as a head coach when he came here, and Mark Pope does. But sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But I think they have to be happy, and they proved that by filling that arena at Rupp Arena on Sunday, whatever day it was.
Have you, at the King of Bluegrass, had a night, maybe you have had many times, I don't know, where both the Kentucky and Louisville head coach were at your tournament on the same night?
Oh, yeah, I've had them both here when we had Rex Chapman here. Just a number of people. I can't even go back and remember. I have pictures with Joe.
Well, that's
Hall
a long time ago. Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out, you know, the sitting head coaches in the same gym at the same time sounds like it could happen.
Well, I did. We had Rick out here and Calipari at the same time. I mean, mm-hmm. We have pictures of them someplace in our archives that where they were sitting at the press table side by side and chatting. But, you know, we draw great players, and we're going to have another great field this year, and I will assure you the Louisville people will be out here at the games.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's fun to see two coaches at both programs and their care for the program itself rather than the focus. I don't know what Kenny Payne's, there was no focus with Kenny Payne, but to have two coaches who the focus on both of them are the schools and the, you know, and the fans and the tradition, instead of just, you know, I think in Calipari's it was about him, you know, and Kenny Payne's, he was just lazy. I mean, but it's nice to see guys who care a lot and their care level is towards the program.
Well, I think that, too. And just for our listeners, the big name out there is Tyron Stokes. He's either the number one or number two player in his class. He's a prolific prep. He's 6'7", 245, but he's from Louisville, and he still has family here in Louisville. So he's going to be a huge catch for somebody, and I certainly hope it's the University of Louisville and that he comes back here. And, of course, I'm sure they're going to look at Jasper Johnson, who went to Woodford County, and he transferred to Link Academy. But, of course, his dad played football at UK, so that might be a little off limits. The guys are still in the state. E.J. Walker had been offered by Louisville. He's at Lloyd Memorial, and they had offered him when Kenny Payne was here. I don't know where they stand on him, but he's an awful good player, too, that they might be looking locally. But how many high school kids are they going to take anymore? That's the big question.
Great question.
You have to plant a lot of seeds and hope a few of them come up.
Yeah, you got to create those relationships, that's for sure. All right, Lloyd, well, we'll see you around somewhere. You got any plans for Thunder?
No, I'm not gonna go to Thunder. I'm going to try to get out to the football game Friday night, and excited to see that. And by the way, Jeff Brohm was on Jim Rome yesterday and talked. Of course, that's on 93.9 afternoon, and talked about Pat Kelsey. Of course, he talked about his football team also. But Jeff Brohm did a lot of promotion for our basketball program in every sport at U of L. So that was a great listen yesterday.
Oh, yeah, we're going to be playing that a little bit later on as well. So, all right, Lloyd, we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, fellas. Be safe. Bye.
There you go. Lloyd Gardner with us here at Ellison Badenhausen. He's had many injuries. He sounds like he's rehabbed here as well.
So. Yeah, he has. Yeah. And I think that was that his hip or knee replacement? I can't remember. But, yeah, he had something, and he came here and got
got mm-hmm. feeling better.
I mean, they've been serving Louisville for over 50 years, and again, I can attest they've got the year-round walk-in clinic. Mondays from 8 to 9:30. Don't even need an appointment. You can go online. If you do, you can almost always get in. It's nice to be able to, you can try to rehab on your home. It's not even close. With the tools they have here, it really is amazing.
Just to have a little bit of oversight on, hey, no, you don't want to do it this way, because if you do it this way, you're going to re-injure.
Well, but the technology to pull it, whether it's dry needling or whether it's they get other devices out. Jimmy Dorman over there, he'll be doing trivia with us. He can tell us what all those
perfect
tools in the toolbox are. But it's not just you come here and stretch. They're not doing that. It's like we're going to use technology and we're going to get you better. Like the $6 million man, bigger, stronger, faster, whatever.
Yeah,
whatever.
What was the name of that?
The $6 million man.
And what's his name, though?
He went to EKU. Golly. Lee Majors.
Lee Majors.
Lee Majors, yes.
That was his name. I knew.
He went to EKU.
He did?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's about the only fact I know about Lee Majors these days. But
$6 million man.
$6 million man. I mean, that's a mid-level college football coach these days.
That's right. $6 million doesn't go as far as it used to.
No, that's a middle-of-the-pack SEC head coach.
That probably was a lot of money.
Well, it was. Yeah, it was.
Probably needs to be like a $30 million man now.
Yeah, I don't know what it would be. $1 million. Yeah. No, not enough money. So we'll let you hop on in here, 267-9680, the number to do. Text away to UPS Jobs text line at 437-9680, we can get to some other. So we have now we're number two. We've got Kyle Petty.
Kyle Petty,
explain
yeah.
Us.
And they have a big the Kyle Petty charity ride that kind of raises funds and awareness for Victory Junction, and that's a place for a year-round camping facility there in North Carolina for children with chronic medical conditions or serious illnesses. And they're going to be coming from Indianapolis going down to the Corvette Museum, but they're going to stop on May 8th there at Churchill Downs.
This is part of a motorcycle ride that goes across the country.
The whole country. And they go from stop to stop to stop, and they're stopping at Churchill Downs. And they have all sorts of celebrities, like Herschel Walker will be involved in this. I know Davis Love III's been in the ride in the past. I don't know who's all in it this year. We'll talk to Kyle. But Kyle, his book was the inspiration for Dan McDonald's, Are You Interested or Are You Committed? Mm-hmm. That came from the Kyle Petty book. And so it'd be kind of really interesting to talk to Kyle about his racing career, his book, and then obviously the motorcycle ride that they're going to have stopping by there.
But our connection to this is like, people are like, how in the world, why, how did this come together?
Yeah.
Well, David Blake, who's brought us breakfast once again, Chick-fil-A, has an unbelievable story how he met Richard Petty
yeah.
in a pool on the way to the Daytona 500. Goes, hey, you want to go to Daytona 500 with me? Yeah, sure do.
I do. Absolutely.
Pretty freaking great story. So this
many years later, now David, our Chick-fil-A over there, Barshawn Road, Stony Brook connection, he's the president of the Richard Petty fan club. So
literally, like people say that all the time, but I'm the president
of no fan clubs, okay? But people would say that Blankenbaker's the president of
Kelsey.
Yeah. Not really, not true.
Yeah,
no,
Diener's the president. Diener Rummage are co-presidents of the Jeff Brom fan club. No.
David Blake is the president.
Actually,
of the Richard
is the president.
Petty fan club. So really, really cool to see that.
All right, we'll continue along here. 267-9680, our number to get in. I was able to go in and get a sweat in this morning at in the sauna.
Wonder you were sweating.
It was good. I got the sweat out. It was good. I mean, it's even just 20 minutes in there. It's great. If you're thinking about a sauna, get over to Fitness Market. They've got them on sale over there, starting at $17.99, and they'll that's for the saunas. They got the cold tubs as well. It starts at $7.99. They've got whether it's your treadmill, your rower, your elliptical. They've got all that. It's one of those days. Yesterday is like kind of too hot to run outside. You're not ready for it. If it's summer, I'm fine. I can do that. But when you've been like 60s and then all of a sudden it's 90 almost,
correct.
A little tough to do. So whether you are out there looking for a treadmill, rower, elliptical, weights, whatever the case may be, they can take great care of you. They also do great commercial jobs as well. In Trinity's Weight Room, Spalding's, a bunch of others. Here's Scotty D talking about them, Dan McDonald. That's what they do. It's Fitness Market. And when you get over there to Fitness Market on the corner of Plantside Drive and Motorson Trail, tell me just talk about them right here.
$1 million.